This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate passed the nation's largest ever rescue package late Wednesday, a $2 trillion lifeline to suffering Americans, depleted hospitals, and an economy all ravaged by the rapidly spreading coronavirus crisis. The monster deal hammered out between Republicans, Democrats, and the White House includes cash payments to American taxpayers and several hundred billion dollars in grants and loans to small businesses and core industries. It also buttresses hospitals desperately in need of medical equipment and expands unemployment benefits. The measure cleared the Senate by an overwhelming majority, and it was headed next to the House of Representatives, which must also pass that before it goes to U.S. President Donald Trump for his signature. President Trump wants the country open for business by mid-April, but some experts warn it's not as easy as flipping a switch. Economies run on confidence, and that is likely to be in short supply for as long as coronavirus cases in the United States are still rising. Mr. Trump this week said he wants businesses opened up and just raring to go by Easter, which falls on April 12th. That contradicts many public health experts who warn that restrictions should be only lifted gradually, and once more data about infection rates is available. They expect efforts to curb the disease will continue for several months at least. Despite wild swings in financial markets and signs that unemployment is surging, both of which could hurt Mr. Trump in an election year, many businesses say it's not clear that reopening will be even an option in a few weeks. They have to follow the orders set in each state, and many of those are open-ended or could be extended at any time. They are worried that opening too soon could be seen as irresponsible. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.